On with more news stories. A mum with a bizarre crisp packet dress wins a role with a supermarket. A naughty star brings his immersive DJ set to Norwich, and there is confusion over the new stand name at Carrow Road.
Gokwan, star of How to Look Good Naked, Say Yes to the Dress, Lancashire, and Gok's Fashion Fix, is heading to Epic Studios for an immersive DJ experience. On October the 11th, the star, who currently hosts the weekday breakfast radio show on Magic FM, will take to the floor at the city venue from 6 p.m. Surrounded is a 360-degree event concept where the DJ doesn't play from the stage. For one night only, one will take his place in the heart of the dance floor with the crowd wrapped around him on all sides, creating a fully immersive, high-energy experience. Ticket holders are told to expect a night of anthems, hands-in-the-air moments, and pure connection, no barriers, okay, some barriers, no distance. Prices start at £28.50 and tickets are available to purchase now. One was awarded an MBE in the 2020 New Year's Honours list for services to fashion and social awareness.
Planners for Norwich City Council have given the go-ahead for WH Smith on Gentleman's Walk to be rebranded to TG Jones as part of plans to change the shop's familiar facade with new signs. It comes as WH Smith agreed to sell its high street stores to Modella Capital, which also owns Hobbycraft, resulting in rebranding the chain's familiar logo. Modella Capital will take over WH Smith's 480 shops. TG Jones has already taken over the WH Smith on St Stephen Street with signage in place.
A snack mad woman from Norwich with her own crisp packet dress has won a coveted role at Aldi. Anna Barney has been named the supermarket's official crisp taster, following a nationwide contest which required crisp fans to submit a video pleading why they deserved the title. And Savory Savvy 40-year-old wowed the judges with a bizarre tradition that sees her put on a dress made out of crisp packets every December. These crisp mass parties include savoury-centric games such as Guess the Flavour and How Many Crisps in a Jar. The mother of two welcomed 40 friends and family to each of the annual festive dues. Now, with her crisp credentials certified, the megafan is tasked with taste-testing the budget chain's range of own-brand snacks. Her taste trials will help decide which flavour will make it onto the Aldi shelves next year. But she will not be doing the strenuous job for free. With a bounty of free Aldi crisps now at her disposal for her efforts. Reacting to the win, Anna said, "Becoming Aldi's official crisp taster is a dream come true. To be able to share my passion and have a say in what products hit shelves is incredible. This year's crisp mass party is going to be even more special." Anna, an office manager and mum to Edith 7 and Violet 2, has been a loyal Aldi shopper for years and said that the Snack Right Salt and Vinegar Starry Night mix is her current favourite. Julie Ashfield, Chief Commercial Officer at Aldi UK, said, "Britain's love of crisps is undeniable, and Anna takes that passion to another level. Her crisp mass tradition really stood out, and who better to help shape our future range than someone who dedicates an entire party to their favourite snack."
A pioneering Norwich scientist has been awarded a prestigious £8 million Royal Society Fellowship to take her cutting-edge plant research to another level. Professor Yiliang Ding of the John Innes Centre on the Norwich Research Park is one of seven UK scientists who have become the first recipients of Faraday Discovery Fellowships worth £8 million over 10 years to support exceptional mid-career research leaders. Selected from more than 600 initial applications, this first cohort will investigate fundamental questions ranging from predicting extreme weather in the face of future climate change to the role of RNA ribonucleic acid in crop resilience. Like its more familiar counterpart DNA, RNA is a molecule carrying genetic information in all living organisms. I am profoundly grateful to my colleagues and collaborators at the John Innes Centre and around the world whose contributions have been instrumental to our scientific journey. I owe special thanks to my mentor and long-term collaborator, Professor Dame Caroline Dean, for her unwavering support, guidance and inspiration. Professor Dame Caroline Dean, who is Professor Ding's scientific mentor at the John Innes Centre, said, "I am thrilled that Yiliang's innovative research has been recognised with such a prestigious fellowship. It demonstrates the truly pioneering nature of her work, and I will be excited to see the discoveries coming from her group over the next decade."
The return of a major Norfolk brand to Carrow Road has caused some confusion among Canberra fans. Before the start of the new season, the South Stand was again decked out with the Jarrolds name after a nine-year hiatus. The South Stand was known as the Jarrold Stand without the S between 2004 and 2016. And it seems the company has decided to mix up its branding on its return to Norwich City. Jarrold's is plastered at the top of the stand inside the stadium, but Jarrold has been used on the ground's exterior. Nick Stephen-Jones, CEO of the Jarrold Group, has now explained the reason for the variety in branding. "All our businesses, such as Jarrold Training and Jarrold Logistics, form part of the wider Jarrold Group," he said. "But because many people are more familiar with our stores and restaurants, which use the Jarrold's name, we decided to use both on the stadium signage."